is in the know for Tuesday, June 19th, the 170th day of 2018. There are 195 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. Litchfield's Country Station 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com via the Apple or Android smartphone app, via the podcast, or using the hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we'll tell you about potential expansion for the Thomason Byway moving ahead. Updated voter registration totals in the state are out. Sullivan is convicted in a bribery scandal. Changes to the iPhone that may help you in case of an emergency are coming up. Plus, this week's new video releases and your chance to win with the water cooler question. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you ready for the official arrival of summer later this week?
Oh, we're not there yet?
No, summer is not here yet. Summer doesn't arrive until Thursday.
I've been hot for days.
Well, it has been hot, and maybe we're getting the hot temperatures out of the way early. It's going to be hot again today, but surprisingly, it's not America's favorite season. 36% of Americans name spring as their favorite season of the year, then fall, then summer, then winter. So summer is actually in third place as far as the favorites go. Does that surprise you?
No, not really. I guess, I mean, spring a little bit. Yeah. I prefer fall.
I like the optimism of spring, the rebirth of spring, if you will. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey. How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
I am rethinking all I know about life.
Okay.
I may be changing professions.
Hold on.
I may be changing professions. Today is show 1598. Can't promise we'll make it to 1600.
Okay.
Because the president has established a space force.
I heard this. So I wondered about you.
A new branch of the military, mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I want to be in the Space Force.
Well, isn't Central Headquarters at Disney?
Clearly.
Right.
Yes.
With Chewbacca.
At
right.
Mission Space.
Right.
Hello, yes. At Epcot. I mean, Taylor Buckles worked there Mission Space.
I mean, really, Disney was a conspiracy theory for this particular moment in time.
That's exactly right. So I'm thinking, if the world's going to become like Star Wars, I mm-hmm. need to be in the Space Force.
I'm going to need to have to watch the movies.
I'm okay with this.
You're okay with the Space Force?
Yep.
I'm hoping
one. Beam him up, Scotty.
Okay.
No, not right on that.
It's not Star Wars. That's Star Trek. However, It all sends you to space, my friend.
No Klingon. Can't do Klingon.
You don't speak Klingon?
I don't speak Klingon. Don't want to speak
Latin.
Klingon. I do want to speak, however, Marvin the Martian.
Oh,
my B-52 space modulator.
Marvin the Martian.
I love Marvin the Martian.
You got me there, but you crossed over into Warner Brothers. So you're mad because I cross-contaminated the wars and the Trek, but you just went all Disney and Looney Tunes.
Well, that's true, but I have an allegiance to both, so
at the end of the day, we'll see in space.
So the president decides that the Air Force doesn't have the time or money to dedicate to space,
right?
Because they're busy with fighters and bombers, mm-hmm. and that makes sense.
Yep.
And so for the first time since the Air Force was created in 1947, we're going to get a new branch to the U.S. Armed Services.
That's what I heard.
And General Mattis said last year that he didn't want a new branch, but his commander-in-chief doesn't care what he wants.
We didn't
and
ask
says,
you.
You're getting one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Congress will have something to say about that as well, but in the way that in the 60s, in the early 60s, President Kennedy made that pledge that we were going to go to the moon. We will and go to the moon before the end of the decade. This is the next, the space, the final frontier, to use your beloved Star Trek that you wanted to bring into this,
mm-hmm.
space, the final frontier. That's where we're going. And because that's where warfare is going to take place. Can you imagine what would happen if China took all of our communication satellites out of the sky? Your precious little iPhone doesn't work so well.
Well, it's not in my face anymore.
Well, you'd be lost for days.
Just
be lost forever, perhaps.
I don't even know how to get home anymore.
And then, of course, President Trump digs in on immigration, continuing to debate that. All of the living first ladies have said removing children from families is terrible. And I don't think anyone's going to say it's good.
Yeah, absolutely
not. I've seen no one say, hey, this is good. Right. Let's keep doing this. But I do like that the president is kind of daring Congress, saying, we've tried to get you all to the table. Mm-hmm. And more specifically, he's pointing at the Pelosi's and the Schumer's, saying, we've tried to get you all to the table to come up with a solution to solve our immigration issue. And that is to promote legal, by the books, above board immigration. America has always had its welcome mat out for people who want to come in and do it the right way. But we have a problem with illegal immigration, and without a border, you have no country. We're a rule of laws. Without laws, then we have anarchy and we have chaos. So while no one likes what's happening, they have had multiple opportunities to fix this, Congress has, in the same way that this last legislative session in Frankfurt, people were crucified for trying to fix our pension woes because they were asleep at the wheel for decades. People saying, this is going to be a problem. This is going to be a problem. Hey, this is going to be a problem. Guess what? It's a problem today.
Right.
I saw an interesting stat that last year there were 17,000 people, 17,000 attempts made into the country on the southern border in the first year of the Trump presidency. So it had been high. It had been in the 50,000 range. Last year dipped to 17,000. This year's back up to 50-something thousand.
Okay.
And this is a bit of a deterrent to people to say, you may have your children separated. I saw one journalist, you all know I watch mostly CBS News because of the non-Fox Newses, which I find is sort of like professional inbreeding. Mm-hmm. They're just telling you things that basically you want to believe already. If you're right-leaning, if you're left-leaning, then you're over here on something else. But CBS, to me, while left-leaning, attempts to be as close to center without swinging the pendulum the other way. But David Begnaud, who I like his work, but he used the phrase yesterday that people were being held in cages. And so he got challenged by some of the officials, said, we wish you hadn't used the word cages. And then he says, yes, but you didn't tell me that I was wrong when I used the word cages. Well, by your very use of the word cages, you're implying that we're saying that these people are animals.
Right.
So let me ask you this, David Begnaud. Mm-hmm. What if those walls weren't chain link? What if they were solid walls and we went to calling them cells instead of them being where you can see? Perhaps you have parents that can see their children on the other side of this big hangar area because the chain link, you can see through it. What if those sight lines weren't available? Would it be worse or would it be better? So I think the use of the word cage is trying to imply something that is not intended.
Right.
You see, when I think it's a poor choice of words, especially when you're pressed on it to say you're trying to lead people to think that we're treating these people like animals by using the word cage.
Right.
And then for you to not back off of it means that's really what you were trying to do, is you're trying to press buttons. But
well, and that's what the news does. And I saw an article yesterday where it was the title alone said, Texas deputy accused of sexually assaulting undocumented woman's child. And they've brought out the story, which I don't think they held the story. It just happened to be, it was brought out at the same time that all of this is going on. Well, the story goes on to tell that he was a pedophile and he had been sexually abusing this child who's been in this country undocumented with her mother, and telling the mother that if she told, he would out her.
Yeah.
And she ended up going to a fire department. But what was interesting to me was that it got shared, like we thought immediately there was a sheriff's deputy in the midst of these children that are being removed from their mothers who's taking them to the side and sexually assaulting them.
Going through the cages.
Yes, going
right?
through the
going
cages.
Going through the cages.
But when you open the story, and I say this to encourage people, don't read the title and then take what the assumption is being made as the story. That's what we journalists do. We want you to read it. Go in and read the story, because a lot of times the title is correct in nature, but it's not correct in the way that it's having you assume. Mm-hmm. So this story had nothing to do with the stories that are coming out about immigration right now.
It'll be interesting to see how quickly our Congress is able to act to attempt some fix at this, some legislative fix. And
it's just a messy situation. Yeah. It's an ugly situation. You know, and I heard probably a very common sense thing said this morning, that if you in America are committing illegal crimes, you're going to be separated from your children by going to jail. And it doesn't feel, and I guess because they're trying to come to a country to escape something worse, your heart wants to help people, but you have to do it legally.
First thing you did for your new country is break its law. You know,
but I don't know. You know, I would have to step back and say how welcoming and how easy is it for somebody to come in legally, though.
Right.
If you're running from a situation, is it easy for me to get to that border and say, I want to do it legally?
No, it's become harder. And we're having, because of the backlog, people are getting turned away. And this is the thing. We're not fixing this problem.
Right.
We are using an age-old immigration problem, and we need to resolve
but
it.
But if you're standing at the border looking back at what you fled from, I'm just thinking, God, I'm not in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, I probably don't mind.
I don't, and that's the thing. I don't want to criminalize people, say, well, they're trying to come in illegally. I don't know what they're running from, but I know that it's a serious situation, that they're putting themselves in this situation.
Right. But again, laws. We have laws on the books that have to be. And I agree. I believe that laws need to be changed, amended.
Yes.
They need to be modernized. But
do it and do it quickly and get us out of this situation.
Exactly. That's precisely it. Litchfield City Council met last night in regular session, and one of the heavier issues is the city will be applying for a grant. They've authorized Mayor Thomason to apply for a grant to extend the Thomason Byway project. So the city attorney, Ken Smart, said the resolution says, in part, the Commonwealth of Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Department of Highways intends to extend the southern terminus of the William Thomason Byway from Kentucky 259 southwest to Kentucky to Kentucky 54. So about 2 miles. We've known that this was on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't sure how quickly it might happen. Still not entirely sure how quickly it might happen. But State Senator Steve Meredith was there, said, gave some good news that actually LaRue County Judge Executive Tommy Turner had backburnered one of their projects in order to let this project go ahead of one of theirs.
Wow.
Which I thought was, I don't know all the details on that and how that works, but based upon just that much information, that's a nice thing to do.
That's a really big deal.
The project will cost in the neighborhood of $20 million to $23 million and will ideally improve traffic flow along the busy Highway 54 corridor. Think Bell Brands and that area, plus people trying to get to Rough River Lake from the parkway.
Right.
You got a lot of boat traffic that comes around, cuts through town, goes around the square, three quarters of the way, goes out 54. This would bypass that area through there and would ease some of the South Main Street traffic, which is...
And a lot of that Rock Crusher Hill traffic.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You're coming
exactly
from the
right.
side
that's
where 62. A lot of accidents happen.
Think for people trying to get to Grayson County High School in the mornings that are coming from south of the Western Kentucky Parkway, down 259, you take a quick left turn out there, you bypass that busy intersection of 62 and 259 there, the West White Oak, South Main Street area.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Litchfield Public Works announced last night its mosquito fogging schedule. Public Works Director Sheila Puckett said fogging will begin on July 18th and will be done weekly on Wednesday evenings between the hours of 6 and 9. What are we doing? Why are we telegraphing to the mosquitoes what we're doing?
Don't
announce ahead of time to the mosquitoes, because now they know to hide.
Now they're just going to spend time like duplicating, multiplying.
They'll go out and get gas masks and they'll wear them on Wednesdays.
That's what they do on the commercials.
And then they'll never just hand them the playbook. This is like Barack Obama policy. Just tell them exactly what we're going to do.
Well, at least we didn't give them any money.
Democrats no longer make up a majority of registered voters in Kentucky for the first time in a long time, since World War II.
I got to say, this story shocked me this morning.
Democrats are now 49.9% of the 3.3 million registered voters in Kentucky. Now, thing over the last couple of decades. Things have been drifting toward Republican registration here in the Commonwealth, but Republicans only make 41%. So if you got the Democrats at 49.9%, you've still got 9% of people who register as something other than one of the two major political parties. Mm-hmm. And as far as a percentage of the total, my guess is you're seeing that independent party is probably growing at a rate equal to what the, you know, to, if you take the Democrats, every Democratic voter that becomes something other than a Democratic registered voter isn't automatically a Republican voter, is my point.
Right.
You got a lot of people who are deciding that they're alienated by both major political parties and have decided to do something different. But anyway, you can read all about that at K105.com. Of course, the state GOP, they're crowing about why that is. You know, they're trying to blame people named by the name Bashir and Grimes and things, and that's just political opportunism on my part. I believe that it's more of a top-down thing. I think the Democratic Party on the national level is what's hurting the Democratic Party at the state level.
Well, where
it's
I was
the Pelosi's
was, it's,
of the world.
Yes, it's, yeah, that's a totally different
right.
set of politics. But we always vote red nationally. So I just, if you had asked me yesterday, registered voters, I would have said predominantly Republican in Kentucky.
Jim Sullivan was convicted yesterday in the bribery scandal on one of the four charges. They let him off on three other charges, but it could be 10 years in prison and up to $250,000 fine.
Which story did they buy to let him off the other three? That it was a Christmas gift or a loan?
Well, the $1,000 that he gave at the beginning was a bribe, but everything after that was a Christmas gift.
Oh, okay.
Or a loan.
$5,000 was a loan.
Okay. He went on to say that the loans were to buy the booze for one of the state Democratic Party's fundraisers or something they were having.
Oh, because we don't write still, checks and keep up with
yeah,
those
you're
things.
Still buying influence.
Right.
I mean, thanks for the booze. UK updates their policy dealing with sexual assault claims. President Eli Capoluto says changes have been finalized to campus regulations dealing with the disciplinary process for allegations that include sexual assault. He sent out an email yesterday to the campus community and said changes are the result of, quote, concerns and suggestions from people on campus. So I'm sure if you're affiliated with UK, you will see or find that information.
Very good.
Pretty easily. Didn't mention it yesterday, but we found out something that indirectly involves us, but Western Kentucky University's golf coach, Phil Hatchett, was killed in a cycling accident involving a motorist on Sunday morning on Father's Day down in Russellville.
Gosh.
And so I didn't mention yesterday, but I did find out early about it on Sunday. Good guy, 55 years of age. He was in a group of six cyclists and was struck by a 27-year-old Robert Stokes, who told deputies that the collision happened before he could get over into the left lane. My guess is perhaps he crested a hill, came over too quick, etc. But the only connection to us is that, so Taylor's Cameron, Cameron played golf at Western under Phil Hatchett, who had been the golf coach since 2010,
gotcha.
And he went to school there starting in 2012.
Wow.
Yeah, 2012, I believe that it was. And so that obviously shocked them.
So sad.
And dealing with that. What else to tell you about? Kentucky's Court of Appeals chief will be sworn in this week. The new judge is Judge Denise Clayton. She'll take the oath of office tomorrow during a ceremony in Louisville. What else to tell you about? Oh, so I didn't go to the gym on Friday. I went yesterday. Mondays are the worst at the gym.
Mondays are the worst, period.
After you've been off for a couple of days and you...
At the gym was too many syllables.
So I got to daydreaming about gym alternatives, things that maybe could be substituted for the gym.
Oh yeah, like heavy lifting donuts.
My idea of resistance training would be training myself to resist opening the bag of Doritos. That's my resistance. Like I'm resisting.
I don't know which would be harder. I think I'd rather just go ahead and have the bands, do the resistance training with the bands. And have the Doritos later.
I think I'd be stronger by avoiding. At least I'd be mentally stronger if I could keep them.
So your superpowers are being strengthened.
Right. I'm considering renaming our dog 5 Mile. So I say I walk 5 miles every morning.
It's so smart.
Let me know how that works out.
It's no, so smart.
It doesn't work.
Even she's not complaining. She's going to be like, what?
That's too much.
I'm going to start working something new into my exercise regimen called jumping to conclusions.
I like it.
How many calories does jumping to conclusions burn?
By the time you're mad about it, I'm going to say at least 25,
right?
Chasing your dreams,
yes,
like jumping to conclusions, chasing your dreams, good cardio work.
Yeah.
Prune juice.
It's necessary.
And my favorite gym alternative could be just James. I don't call him Jim. I want to call him James. Those are my alternatives to going to the gym. Got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
Dr. Isaac Miller, trained under the direction of several highly esteemed physicians, including Dr. James Andrews, the leader in treating professional athletes. Dr. Miller assisted in the care of athletes at the University of Alabama and brings that training to athletes and non-athletes alike in our area. Call the TLRMC Sports Medicine Program at 270-230-0124 for more information. That's 270-230-0124.
Homeowners, especially on the lake, have most likely experienced or will experience water erosion on their properties. There is a solution and preventative measures that can protect against this type of erosion. With the help of products and service from Scotty's Contracting and Stone, crushed rock road enhancements can provide erosion control and shoreline protection. Well-designed and maintained erosion control helps ensure that today's beautiful and safe landscapes remain so tomorrow. To discuss erosion control and shoreline restoration solutions with Scotty's Contracting, call 270-259-5696.
Litchfield Exterminating believes it's all in the name. Centricon is number one in baiting treatments. Termidor is number one in liquid odorless treatments. Litchfield Exterminating is number one in pest control. Coincidence? I don't think so. Litchfield Exterminating uses number one products because that's what they do and how they do it. Litchfield Exterminating has served South Central Kentucky for over 30 years. Litchfield Exterminating, only a phone call away.
Call Litchfield Exterminating 259-6285.
Take your remodeling project to the next level and transform an ordinary space into an extraordinary one with Masonite doors and atrium windows from Future Designs. With Masonite and Atrium, you get countless design options that give you unmatched flexibility, energy-efficient glass choices, hardware, and more. So don't just remodel, transform with Masonite doors and Atrium windows built around you. Start your transformation at Future Designs Building Materials on Quarry Road in Litchfield. FDBM.net.
From beaches to buffet, bingo to bonfires, water gun fights, and story time, Rock River Dam State Resort Park has a summer packed full of good times and great food. Now, Monday through Thursday, 4:30 till 7:30, you can enjoy the buffet for only $11.99 per person, and that includes your drink. Monday through Thursday, 4:30 till 7:30. Check out Rock River Dam State Resort Park Facebook page for exact details on each day's planned activities. It's summertime fun and good food all summer long at Rough River Dam State Resort Park.
Scammers never rest. They even target students.
Hi, I'm Rihanna Smith-Hamblin with the BBB. A local consumer received a call saying he was eligible for a free student loan. He was told he had to pay an upfront fee to get it. Don't fall for this scam.
They even pose as police.
Did you receive an email for a parking or speeding ticket? It looks legit, but this email takes you to a fake website that fishes for your personal information. For more tips, go to BBB.org.
If anything sounds too good to be true, check with the BBB at BBB.org.
A report from Bloomberg says Apple's signing of Oprah could just be the beginning of a purchasing binge. Last week, the tech giant snatching up Ladio to provide content across multiple platforms. And the report says Apple could jump from spending $1 billion on content this year to $4 billion next year to try and keep up with Amazon and Netflix. Uber is no longer commuting with Google Maps. Up until now, you could book a trip on the ride-sharing service right in the map, but now you can only see how much a ride will cost, and then you have to head to the Uber app to book it. Google can now predict when you'll die. The tech giant is out with a test that uses artificial intelligence and is 95% accurate about whether a hospital patient will pass away 24 hours after admission. The computer program takes in data about a patient's age, ethnicity, and gender and joins it with hospital information like prior diagnoses, current vital signs, and any lab results. The research took in more than 46 billion data points. The test can also predict the length of a patient's stay and their chances of being readmitted. Tech Report, Larry Olson.
And hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where anytime you have a gift-giving occasion, maybe just a thank you gift or a birthday, an anniversary, you can do that at Whoop-De-Doo Design. They have Vera Bradley, Brighton, Simply Southern, Case Knives, Tervis Tumblers, and more. And, of course, for fresh-cut florals, make it Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Garfield the Cat Day.
I like that cat. I like lasagna.
Garfield probably did more for lasagna than any Italian person ever. The Garfield the Cat Day is to commemorate the date in 1978, that's today, that Jim Davis's cartoon appeared in newspapers across the country.
That was Carol Webb's favorite cartoon ever.
Yeah.
Did you have her in fourth grade as well?
I had her in third grade.
Okay. All right.
And it is also World Sauntering Day.
Okay.
A day to revive the art of Victorian sauntering. Do we know exactly what sauntering is?
Well, I mean, is it like a waltz or a two-step?
I think. It's I don't know for sure.
I mean, it may like teeter right up against boot scoot boogie.
Well, I mean, sometimes say, what are you doing? Oh, just sauntering around. Right? But I don't know exactly, because what you don't want to do today is that we're going to saunter. It means we need to discourage jogging.
Yes.
No lollygagging, because sometimes lollygagging
really gets you down.
Can appear. It brushes up against sauntering.
It does.
And you don't want to send the wrong message. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be lollygagging and somebody think you're attempting to saunter.
I understand the difficulty in that.
But then certainly, whatever you do, don't sashay when you're trying to saunter.
I only do that when I pre-exercise.
Because if you go to sashaying and lollygagging, you'll never be sauntering.
I don't think you can do that. It's physically impossible to sashay and lollygag.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't do it.
No.
It'd rip your body right in two.
I can sashay while giving the appearance of lollygagging.
No, I don't think you can. Then you don't truly understand a good sashay, my friend.
Yeah. I'm with her.
And I don't think sashaying is something you want to get after. I'm just saying.
Can we all just saunter along?
I mean, I guess we could, but...
Spoken by that great American Rodney King.
Yes.
Can we all just saunter along?
Yes. I
think we can. Your iPhone will soon send your exact location to first responders when you call 911. This will be in iOS 12 that comes out in September. iPhones will soon automatically share your location with first responders when you call 911. Using a location to a rapid SOS dispatcher, which will forward the coordinates to local emergency response. Apple says the location data cannot be shared if 911 has not been called. Which is good, because, right. I mean, when you think about the number of landlines that we don't have, that we did have when 911 really became popular... And especially remember we had the original 911 that didn't have location services.
Right.
Then we went to the E911, the enhanced, and that's what gave you the location aspect of it. You know, person could tell by the phone, by the landline.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people don't have landlines that when you ring in. Now, I don't know if this is true now, but I know as little as maybe 8 years ago, and it may still be that way. I don't know. But if you call 911 from this phone, mm-hmm. right, from this AT&T phone, Do I get the state police in E-Town? I did just a few years ago.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know that now either. And luckily, I haven't had to call 911 for any reason.
And we can't put it to the test because it's illegal to call 911 unless you're truly having. A conundrum we're in this morning.
So I don't know if that's been changed over the years or will be changed as a process of the evolution.
Right.
But for a long time, because you couldn't really, you know, prefixes are no longer specific to. You have plenty of people, this one right here, living in Grayson County that has a Bowling Green prefix.
Yes.
So if it's going based upon the number and she calls 911, who does she get? Bowling Green PD?
So let's all call 911 right now.
Let's do it.
Let's see who gets somebody.
I'm trying to Google. Let's not call.
Sure. But the location services will aid. If they can figure out your location, they can figure out where you need emergency services from.
Of course. But I'm telling you, my iPhone's been doing some really, really, what's the word I'm looking for? Personal.
Sauntering?
No, personal, getting in my face, personal things here lately. It knows when I'm in my car, okay? When I get in my car, 8 out of 10 times, it will populate through IMAPS where I'm headed, and it will tell
me. It'll let you know that you're coming here.
It'll say 11 minutes until you arrive at home.
Uh-huh.
9 minutes until you arrive at Potter's Hope.
Traffic is light.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I'm getting it too.
And I'm like, I'm not headed to church. What makes you think I'm going to church right now? I mean, are you saying I need some Jesus right now? I'm a little bit mad.
It's saying you normally do.
It's patterned.
I know it's patterned, but it's freaking me out a little bit.
Well, so just wait till she accuses you of lollygagging.
Well, two things. Am I that patterned?
When you should have been sashaying.
Well, I've been trying to break my pattern just to confuse her a little bit.
Keep her on her toes?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've not got any recommendations for a couple of days.
If you've not received the warning about Incredibles 2, they have issued a strobe warning for those who might be prone to seizures as a result of strobe lights. Disney did not include that as a warning in the film, so they have asked theaters to notify people that's going on. So if you're not hurt and you're sensitive to that, you might want to be aware before you go in. But I use that as a path to get to this. When Disney rolls out something new, they leave no stone unturned on ways to create a tie-in that might lead to getting you to spend an extra dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now at the Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, which is a fan favorite of the Buckles family, by the way.
It is.
Tomorrowland. He's got the performing robot, the Cosmic Ray. He performs. Uh-huh. He's a futuristic being, and he performs music there in the dining room while you... It's a counter-service restaurant. But anyway.
I've not been there.
To tie in with the Incredibles 2, they are now giving you a bacon cheeseburger with mozzarella sticks on the burger to give you the stretch for the Incredibles.
Anna is going to be so excited.
Why haven't we thought of doing that before?
Mozzarella sticks on the cheeseburger, and the bun is seared with the Incredibles logo on
it. That's awesome, but I'm going to have that for lunch today. I'm going to make my own version since I can't get to Orlando.
Yeah.
Mozzarella sticks on a burger, so smart.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Anna is smart.
So, but here's the question.
I'm in love.
Marinara?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
Does it say ranch? Is there sauce already on there?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. Oh, that is so smart. You know, either would work.
Ranch, either would work.
Mozzarella.
They could go on a pizza sub. Too.
Could ranch and marinara coexist?
Possibly.
I mean, you like mayo and you like ketchup. So could you put marinara and ranch together?
I say we do a chemistry experiment at lunch today.
I like it.
We will form a hypothesis. Okay, and bring our results back tomorrow.
So
Anna loves going there anyway, so this is really going to...
I've been there.
So this is called the Super Stretch. It's near Space Mountain.
You probably near, have.
Near Merchants of Venice,
yes.
Or Venus in this case. It's right around the corner
we
from there.
We eat where...
near the teacups.
What's my favorite?
Where you cross over.
What's my favorite ride? Where you... Why can't I think of this?
Oh, that God. One.
The one where you go up and you're over the earth.
Soarin'. Okay.
The cafe that's where Soarin' is where we always eat.
Oh, sure, yeah. the Four Seasons, the okay. Sunshine Seasons. Sure. That's what we call it in our family.
What else are we?
Sunshine Seasons.
Yeah, you're nowhere near. Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong part. But, oh, by the way, if you're looking for it, it's called the Super Stretchy Burger.
Okay.
Oh, that's not in Epcot.
This is a Magic Kingdom.
Oh. That's why I didn't get the burger.
You're going to have to go with us at some point.
No, I don't know.
Just so
I'm
we can
still
get,
paying for
just
last
so we can get our caricature.
I haven't even got the bill on this year's trip. Stinking Disney.
There is a, you all know I've been on a Mr. Rogers kick lately.
You really have?
Because of the, what's the anniversary?
You have a lunchbox, you have a lunch bag.
That's right. I have a
socks.
New. I have a new mug. I have a sweater changing mug.
You do?
Yes. That when you pour hot liquid in the mug, sure. Mr. Rogers changes into his sweater.
Ah, that's smart.
So he's got his jacket, his uh-huh. blazer on when he comes in.
Yeah.
You put hot liquid in it, and he changes into his sweater.
Ah.
Right.
Fancy.
Here are 17 Mr. Rogers quotes that are perfect for parenting.
I didn't know you'd come into some money.
You can look them up online. It was actually a gift.
Oh, okay. No, not from her.
She's not like, I didn't come into any.
No, from my friends at KET.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I came into this gift.
Get to know they're doing good things with their donations.
Just things like, the greatest gift you ever give is your honest self. I'm proud of you for the times you came in second or third or fourth, but what you did was the best you have ever done.
Did he start the participation ribbon?
Apparently.
Oh. Sounds like it.
Pretending doesn't require expensive toys.
Just a box. Ask Mark.
He says, exactly. You can't really love someone else unless you really loved yourself first. Unless you really love yourself first.
Okay. I like that one.
You're much more than your job description or your age or your income or your output.
I'm going to have to disagree on the output.
Don't disagree with Mr. Rogers.
I am a little bit. I'm excited to see the movie.
Yes, it's out there. And for anyone who's like interested, I have the documentary that is narrated by Michael Keaton. Guess where I got that?
KET.
It was a gift from KET.
Did you make a donation or something?
No.
Did you win the gift?
Julie Schmidt and I are close personal friends. We're on the KBA board together.
Ah.
Got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. Solo cups are a common souvenir to bring home from the United States when you visit.
Are you serious?
Because they are so commonly used in party scenes in movies that people see that they want to take home red Solo cups.
That is so terribly sad.
I'm sorry you came to America and just ended up with a red Solo cup.
Right. I didn't.
Really?
I mean, one, I hate that song. Two, right, yes. I did not like the tie-in, the marketing partnership between the Star Wars franchise and Solo cups. Plus, I don't really like the color red. So I feel bad for people.
I feel bad for people as well.
They come all the way to Marca just to get a red Solo cup. But, hey, if that's all you can afford in the way of souvenirs, then
I mean, we are plentiful on idiots. You could take any of them home.
That's true.
I think we should just go around and start marking them with a sticker.
Maybe that should be the gift with purchase.
Yes.
Buy a sleeve of red Solo cups, get a free idiot.
There you go.
To take with you.
Yep.
Got it. Here's today's water cooler question up for grabs. Two tickets to Beach Bend. If you call 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000, to correctly solve today's water cooler question, 4 in 10 of us want to do this while on vacation. Four in ten of us want to do this while on vacation. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. 4 in 10 of us would like to do this while we're on vacation. This week's new video releases, if you're headed to Blockbuster Video. Pacific Rim Uprising. Blockers is out today. Leslie Mann and John Cena. Unsane. Paul, Apostle of Christ, is out today. Out this week. And of course, Jim Caviezel. Midnight Sun is out. That's Patrick Schwarzenegger. Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger's son? Arnold Maria's son?
Maybe.
Maybe. And Jeffrey Tambor and Steve Buscemi, The Death of Stalin. That's out on video this week, wherever you get your movies, wherever you rent them from. 4 in 10 of us say we'd like to do this on vacation.
I clearly need a vacation.
You do?
My list is getting long.
Very good. All right, let's start. One through six.
Three.
All right, three. That means April is first. Good morning, April. What is your guess?
Hi. I would say relax.
Relax.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Do
you
nothing.
You think only 40% of people want to do that? It's got to be like 50%.
Yeah,
keep trying, April. Thank you.
How my list is going, I think my percentages are much higher than 4 and 10.
Yeah. So. Chuck.
Yeah.
What's your guess?
I believe it'd be wishing it was working.
Wishing they... Oh, you think 4 in 10 people would prefer had to be at work?
To tie into the last answer, they didn't get to relax, just send me back to work.
I can't stand my family. I want to be back at work. Keep trying, Chuck. Like it, thank you. Let's go to Natasha.
Swim with a dolphin.
Oh. Swim with dolphins is correct.
Great. Good job, Tasha.
I have done it, and I can tell you it's worth it.
It really is.
I have not.
Oh, you should.
I did have a plastic dolphin in the pool with me this week that a four-year-old and I fought over.
Uh-huh.
A true story.
Were they Jamaican dolphins?
They were. How do you know they were Jamaican?
Because they said Amon all the time.
Amon, get in the pool.
Is it Amon? Amon, swim with me.
Amon, hold my fin.
Hold on, Natasha. Congratulations. Was it Jamaica? Yeah, it was. Labity. Mm-hmm. Right, that's right. The MTV Awards were on last night, and I want to say I really admire Chadwick Boseman.
Okay.
Chadwick Boseman, of course, played Jackie Robinson in 42. Has been in a lot of important movies. Most recently, he's playing Black Panther, which they've had a great. So he was given the Best Hero Award at the MTV Award, and he gave the award. He said the real hero is James Shaw Jr., and he's the guy that saved those people in the Waffle House in Tennessee.
Oh, that's
recently.
Cool.
He said that's a real hero
that's
and
awesome.
Gave his award to him. I
like
thought
that.
That's a cool. Nice touch.
Yep.
If you didn't see Chris Pratt making his presentation, that's good. Nine things, nine hilarious, inspiring rules that you need to know. That was good looking on Chris Pratt. And what else do you have to know about today?
You can find it. 99% of my Facebook friends have shared it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's partly spiritual, but
yes.
Then it's got a healthy dose of bathroom humor in it, too,
right.
Which was, I guess that's the way it keeps it entertaining for the kids in the audience. You know, they're snickering.
I don't know
whatever.
If we get healthy. I think he got bogged down a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah.
It was good. I appreciate what he said.
His intention was good.
I appreciate him using the platform.
And Northwestern University has revoked Bill Cosby's honorary degree.
Yay, finally.
And in late breaking news, Jell-O would like all their pudding pops back. You gotta get to a break. Be back with more. Finish it up for the morning. You're on In the Know. MB's point to ponder for today.
'Cause you're on the phone.
Remember the old days?
Don't you feel like I'm crying?
Like 5 years ago.
Don't you
when all
feel
we had
like
were antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. Well, here I
Okay.
Well, so now we have probiotics. Then I just saw on television a while ago, prebiotics. Where are we getting all these biotics? And what did they do? Like, who decided, oh, those biotics are going to get us?
Yeah.
Like, is there a nuh-uh biotics?
Yeah.
I ain't doing it biotics.
Right.
I could give you all of the actual answers. It would take a really long time.
Biotics.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh biotics.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, biotics.
How about just pro, bye-bye biotics?
Pre, anti, nuh-uh. biotics. What do they all do?
I could tell you really don't want the medical answer.
How am I supposed to know? No, don't confuse me with medical facts.
Right. Yeah.
No, that's not the purpose of this exercise.
I know. I knew that.
You knew that. On TV, tonight, late night on the talk show circuit, you will find Steve Martin and Martin Short are on Jimmy Kimmel. Of course, they have a new Netflix special. Speaking of, by the way.
I love both of them.
Don't Never Give Up. Yeah, Don't Never Give Up is the new Kevin James special on Netflix. Watch it.
Really?
Absolutely watch it. It's so good.
Okay, wait. Kevin James.
Don't Never Give Up.
All I see is the poster of the big, tall bird and has a fish in his mouth. I'm pretty sure that was the slogan on it.
Right.
Anyway,
it's Netflix. Yeah. Okay. But, we love him.
But Kevin James, so that's the payoff, the very last joke. Is that it will give you the title, but it's really good and it's about tattoos, so I'll just tell you that much. So, pretty solid.
Okay,
well, and I'll even tell you, he goes freestyling at the end of the show.
Okay,
so the audience actually helps craft the closing jokes, like he's got a framework in which he's building on,
mm-hmm.
but through audience participation,
and he nails it.
Yeah, he does a really good job. He's operating at a higher level.
I'm sorry, it was a fraud.
Says, don't ever give up.
Yeah. I like don't never give up. Don't never ever.
Right. Whoopi Goldberg is on Jimmy Fallon. That will be one that will sit on the DVR until I decide to delete it. Cher and J.J. Abrams are on James Corden tonight. That's the late night talk show circuit. Did you all figure out the sauntering yet?
There's no videos of present-day people sauntering.
Well, no, you got to go back to Victorian YouTube.
Yeah.
Today's highlight in history, this date in 1953, Julius Rosenberg and his wife Ethel were convicted of conspiring to pass U.S. atomic secrets to the Soviet Union. In 1775, George Washington was commissioned by the Continental Congress as commander-in-chief of the Continental Army.
Just so you know, it's called Valtubist.
Valtubist. Thank
Took
you. This date, 1964, Civil Rights Act of 1964 was approved by the U.S. Senate. Stephen King was seriously injured when he was struck by a vehicle this date in 1999. Birthdays today, Spanky McFarlane is 76, Felicia Rashad is 70, Kathleen Turner is 64, Paula Abdul is 56, Macklemore is 35 today.
Paula Abdul is on the better side of 60.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, it depends upon your definition of better. Mo Howard, 1897.
I regretted saying it once it came out, but we are live radio, so.
Lou Gehrig, born in 1903.
I like to make messes you to clean up.
Lester Flatt, 1914. Lester Flatt.
I don't know this Lester you speak of.
Flatt and Scruggs? Oh, yeah, you do. Beverly Hillbillies theme?
Oh, I do. Okay.
Chart Toppers, 1960. Jack Scott. It's no Tallahassee Lassie, I'll tell you that.
That's the truth.
They told of the love we once knew.
Killing me.
I am contractually obligated to play that one, I think.
I think I'd just be fired and move on. Found this gig, I'll get another.
You would have breached. I'll just breach.
Found you when I was looking.
Hey, I don't know what I'm worried about. I'm joining the Space Force.
I was like, we're burning the bridges anyway. Oh, where's my list? I got some things to say. It's a pretty good day to say it, though, right?
Is it a mic drop list? That's what I'm going to put it in my phone as, mic drop list.
I mean,
That's a good title. I don't have a title for my list on my phone, but that's a good one.
Okay, yeah. I'll loan it to you.
Like, okay. List.
1969.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Mine's called You Better Know You're Dying Today Before You Say It.
And his mama cried, mama cried. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
I'm pretty certain the United States Postal Service hates me.
We know they do. Do you read her shirt?
No.
Just teasing. No. The big bullseye on Mark's face.
Get you ready today.
1978, Bonnie Tyler.
I want to hear her just speak. Just read the newspaper.
You all thought all she could do was Total Eclipse of the Heart.
No, I knew this one. This one's extra raspy. Does she sound like that when she talks?
By the way, she missed a button.
She missed her whole buttons.
On that album cover, you can see it later, but she definitely missed a button.
They didn't have a budget for somebody to button her up. Sorry, can't hire that person.
It's about to get away from her there. 1987 was the year. Atlantic Star.
Girl, you are to me all that a woman should be, and I dedicate my
None of us could figure out why Star was spelled with two R's.
Mm-mm.
Atlantic Star, S-T-A-R. I thought, no, we're going to freak everybody out. Two R's.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. It was so edgy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one reason to stay here.
You can stay right here the rest of the day if you're
ready. I'll turn right back around.
Tracy Chapman, 96.
And I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You got to make me change my mind.
Hmm. Is that your favorite Tracy Chapman song?
What are you doing? I don't know. I like You're the One, too.
Underwater.
4 years ago today, John Legend, All of Me, was numero uno.
Cause all of me loves all.
Any errors or omissions that we need to circle back to? Still nothing on the sauntering versus the sashaying versus the lollygagging?
Probably the whole show, but I can't go and do that again.
Well, no. I mean, then we'll just have to spend another hour doing it. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB.